From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. Atlanta City Hall is beginning the week with several major changes in leadership. GPB's Taylor Gant explains.
In a stunning move earlier this month, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms asked for the resignation of all cabinet members who were holdovers from the previous administration under Kasim Reed. She said she would decide whose resignations she would accept and who she would ask to stay on. Now, Bottoms has announced the transition of nearly 20 cabinet members. That includes the removal of Chief Financial Officer Jim Beard, City Attorney Jeremy Berry, and CEO of the Housing Authority, Catherine Buell, among others. Bottoms says a nationwide search continues to fill six major roles in city government. The mayor's office says it will finalize a new organizational chart over the next few weeks. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
Governor Nathan Deal plans to sign his final state budget during ceremonial stops across Georgia on Wednesday. Deal's office says he plans to stop in Blue Ridge, Acworth, Statesboro, Tifton, and Atlanta. The Republican governor plans to highlight funding for education and children's mental health. The $26 billion budget fully funds the state's K-12 education formula after over a decade of cutbacks. The new budget also includes $100 million in borrowing for transit projects and $360 million toward the teacher retirement pension system. In addition, $16 million in funding was allocated for school safety, this in the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida in February. Voters across Georgia can begin casting early ballots today for this year's primary election. The races up for grabs include seats in the U.S. Congress and the state legislature, as well as the election of the new governor. Advance in-person voting lasts for the 3 weeks before the May 22nd primary. Early voting is available to all registered voters at polling places designated by each county. Well, one of the most severe flu seasons in decades is finally coming to an end. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports 145 people died in Georgia this flu season. That figure is expected to rise as more reports reach the state health department. The current flu season started early in November. By January, the flu appeared to be striking hard across the country. Drivers in Georgia could see more painful prices next time they pull up to the pump. According to AAA, gas prices are the highest they've been in 4 years, increasing 36 cents since last April. The most expensive gas in Georgia is found in Atlanta, Brunswick, and Athens. The least expensive gas prices are in Augusta, Warner Robins, and Columbus. In sports, Atlanta United extended its undefeated streak to 7 straight games after a 4-1 win over Montreal Saturday. Midfielder Kevin Kratz scored twice, helping Atlanta come from behind to take the win. He says playing at home gave the team motivation to complete the comeback.
As a player, when you're on the field, you just get a goal, and then you hear, after a second of silence, you just hear everybody shouting, "Good luck, go ahead, guys, keep going." And this helps a lot to keep pushing forward and switch on again and then go for it.
Atlanta now holds the second-best record in Major League Soccer, sitting 1 point behind New York City FC. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.